And at this point, we're going to invite forward a very special guest to share with us the latest details of Love, Inc. This is just a great opportunity for us to really deepen our relationship and connection with Love, Inc. Jen Hansen is the executive director at Love, Inc. And so we just really appreciate you coming, being willing to be here with us. And feel free to challenge us to deepen our connection with you to support the great work of Love, Inc. today. Go ahead and come on up, Jen. We'll let you come to the podium.
Well, thank you so much for having me with you this morning. It's always a joy, and I mean this with all sincerity, to be at other churches for their worship gatherings and just to get to know you a little bit better. And it's just such a privilege. So thank you for having me. Okay, great. Yeah, that's good. So I am excited to share with you a little today about Love, Inc. And so how many of you have some idea already about what Love, Inc. is? Yes, thank you. You guys have been awesome partners for us in the past. And I think I was here about 3 years ago before the pandemic. So we've all been through a lot since then, but it's really wonderful to see you all today. So if go to the next slide down. What is Love in the Name of Christ? We actually are part of a national organization that was founded in 1977. So Your Love, Inc. of Benton County is one of 122 affiliates nationwide. We were founded in 2001. So last year was our 20th anniversary, which was a really special event for us we had in June. And there's still info up on our website around that. But our mission is to mobilize local churches to transform lives and communities in the name of Christ. And Love, Inc. Provides coordination for local churches to operate ministries to the community better together than we could apart. So in other words, we help churches help people, but to do that in a coordinated way. So some helpful things to know about Your Love, Inc. is that we work with about 40 partner churches across Benton County. Your small Love, Inc. staff acts as connectors, facilitators, and mobilizers. So church volunteers are at the heart of Love, Inc., and staff exists to serve the volunteers, essentially. Our office moved this last year to the south end of Life Community Church on Highway 99 North as you're heading out of Corvallis. So we're excited to have space on the main level of that very large dome-shaped church. And it's been a really good move for us. An important clarification is that Love, Inc. is primarily a call center, not a walk-in center for clients. The office is also the spot for donations to be dropped off, which are inventoried and sent out to the GAP ministries. So more on that in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about how the call center works. So go to the next. Oh yeah, keep going. There we go. Individuals in need call our helpline. And there's lots of different kinds of needs happening in our community all the time. Then the staff and volunteers work together to verify and fulfill those needs through the Love, Inc. GAP ministries, most of which are housed at local churches. We also make referrals to other agencies for services Love, Inc. doesn't provide, such as furniture or housing assistance. But we're networked with other helping entities in the area that can help people with that, those. And sometimes when a request comes in that doesn't fall within our established services, we may prayerfully refer it out to one of our partner churches through a church ministry connector or CMC. Like, I believe your current CMCs are Dan Dusek and Ellen Holroyd. So there are people we would reach out to talk with your church if there was a special need that God had put on our hearts for Peace Lutheran to partner with us. A few other notes is that Love, Inc. is not an emergency service. So we do intakes for all of our clients and really try to hear their stories, discern what's going on behind the need, and offer prayer with every phone call. We do not provide financial assistance, but again, can refer to other agencies. We don't discriminate who we serve based on income, belief, background, anything really. But the population we typically serve is living at or below poverty level in Benton County. We receive and return hundreds of calls per month in our call center. A quick impact story from the GAP side of things. A few years back, we received a request for firewood for an elderly man who was dying of cancer and also grieving the recent loss of his son. And the Firewood GAP ministry was able to bring him loads of wood to keep him physically warm, but also to pray and comfort him near the end of life when he finally became open to talking about God. So that's a great example of how the Lord connects his people to real needs in our community, and through their need for a tangible item, also touch their spiritual need as well. Next slide. Great. So a GAP ministry is just what it sounds like. It's an identified gap in goods or services in our community that the body of Christ can help fill. So we have about 10 different GAP ministries located at different partner churches around the county. And our GAP ministries, combined with other behind-the-scenes volunteers, served almost 4,000 volunteer hours last year. So this is everything from durable medical equipment to firewood I just mentioned, kitchen items, baby clothes, kids' clothing, maternity clothes, linens, personal hygiene products. There's a lot of things being supported through the GAP ministries. But again, trying not to duplicate with other things in the community that also provide those. So that's the way that the loving model works. Down to product donations. People often ask me at churches what this looks like. So quick word, we do receive donations that directly supply the GAP ministries or our Grow Together program, which I'll tell you about in just a second. We're not a mass donation center like Goodwill or Vina or something, because we don't have the volunteers to, I mean, that's just not our focus. But we receive tangible donations that are in really good condition, or some of them have to be new, and they can be brought to the office. So info about what we're currently accepting, if you have a question, can be found on our website, or you can call the office to ask a specific question.